Patrick Oyet, who heads the Union of Journalists of South Sudan, says five journalists were arrested on Tuesday, while the sixth one was arrested Wednesday. They all work for the government-owned South Sudan Broadcasting Corporation. Oyet says the reason for the arrests are unclear, but it appears to be related to a leaked video of President Salva Kiir.
One thing that we're already doing is to find out exactly why they were arrested. And we've gathered some information so far. We've visited some offices of the security, and we found out that one of the reasons is actually connected to the video that was leaked, the video of the president that was leaked. So they are basically suspects, and they are being investigated, and of which we were told if they are found to not have been the people who send the video out, then they would be set free.
In December, a video was leaked and circulated on social media showing President Salva Kiir in an embarrassing situation. Michael McQuay, South Sudan Information Minister, was reluctant to confirm whether the journalists were arrested, but says people should wait to hear the reason why they were detained.
Why were they arrested? Okay, let me wait up to the time you will know. I said until you know why.
Several calls to Elijah Allier, Managing Director for South Sudan Media Authority, which regulates the work of journalists, were unsuccessful as Allier's phone number was unreachable. According to the Union of Journalists of South Sudan, the six journalists arrested are the editor of the control room, Joval Tombe, technician and cameraman Mustafa Osman, cameraman Jacob Benjamin, and Oliver Wani, technician and cameraman Jerbeg Ruben, and editor Victor Lado. Oyet calls for a speedy investigation.
What we're only asking is that if at all the investigation is ongoing, as we are assured, then let it be speedy. Let it move quickly. And then the law is for all of us. We cannot refuse to be under the law. And whichever law is there, let us follow it. Let us move the process quickly.
Oyet reiterates his call for journalists to be professional and do no harm to their sources whenever they carry out their work.
Before you send any material out, not only video, whether text or audio, the first thing you ask yourself as a journalist is what I'm going to send out good for public consumption? Is it in the public interest? This is the first question. Number two, there's another principle which says do no harm. As a journalist, the work that I am doing should not cause somebody harm.
Many people in South Sudan have condemned the release of the video and have said those who leaked acted irresponsibly. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.